Only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. Men are loved with the condition that they can provide something. And no one cares about our emotional needs. When you have feelings and feel you can open up, you get yelled at for feeling that way. Hey, y'all, I'm your girl, Cookie Effect. Welcome to another episode of the Cookie Effect podcast. Thank y'all so much for tapping in, listening. I truly appreciate y'all and hope you are enjoying the great sunshine we have had in the UK for the last week. It's been so beautiful to see everybody out, spirits lifted. It just feels like positive energy everywhere. Okay, so shouts out to every single person in the UK. Kids are breaking off of school soon. And, you know, shouts out to everyone in America enjoying the summertime. Kids are off school. You know, shouts out to every single person listening to my podcast. I truly appreciate you. All right, let's get on with the show. So you heard that quote that I read. This topic is inspired by a friend of mine, a male friend of mine on Facebook called James Springs. So shouts out to you, James. You inspired me to make this podcast episode because James actually posted a quote. He posted this exact quote that I read. He posted it on his Facebook and I'm scrolling, you know, reading, and it touched me. And it made me sad. I don't know. I just felt a rush of sadness, you know, because I'm raising three boys. And the thought of, you know, just hearing it, only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. Men are only loved with condition. Oh my goodness, my heart dropped. You know, I believe this quote has been around for a long time because I then went and Googled it and I saw more things, more quotes like this that men feel. And I just wanted to talk about this and bring it up and see what you all think about this actual quote. Do you feel that there's any truth to it? Do you feel that there's a truth when men, some men feel that men are not loved unconditionally? They're only loved with a purpose depending on what they bring to the table. Let me know what you guys think of this statement. Let me know your experiences. Let me know how you feel, how this quote makes you feel. If you're a guy, please let me know your opinion because it's important. For me, raising boys, loving my sons so much, I feel like in society, we don't speak enough about male issues because, you know, guys don't really talk about their problems. They wear it on their sleeves and keep it pushing. But I don't feel it's okay to neglect a man's issues, men's problems. They're humans too, just like us. They deserve exactly the same, just like us. And I know, I understand this quote. I understand, I get it. But a part of me feels sad. I don't know if it's true. I cannot agree with something that says that society or the world loves a dog unconditionally more than my sons. I just, you know, they're human beings with feelings. And then for my friend James to post this, James is such an amazing guy, a grown man, a father to a daughter, a good father at that. And for him to really post something like this and actually feels that way at times, that their opinions, their views, nothing gets heard. That makes me sad. And I think we need to do something about that. We need to change that if we can. And this has made me really, really mindful and really, really aware. And I'm definitely going to think about this more in my actions when dealing with men. Whether they are friends, whether they're my sons, whether they're just, you know, a partner, just anything. Because I feel as women, sometimes we're so caught up with our own issues, rightfully so, because we have a lot to deal with. Okay, our baskets are full, but at the same time, our men are broken. Our men need support. Our men need to be lifted. Our men need motivation. Our men need love, just like we do. We need to care about their mental health. We need to care about what their opinions are, what they have to say. We need to make them feel that they are as important as us. Yeah, they drive us crazy. Yeah, they are ridiculous in how they think sometimes. Yes, they are boisterous, God damn it. But they're humans. And they deserve love. They deserve the same empathy and sympathy. Just because they're not forward in expressing how they feel or what they need, or if something is getting them down. But we as women, if we know this, then let's make better decisions and judgment calls to actually start treating our men, boys, sons, friends, partners, like human beings. We cannot sit here and listen to quotes like this. Men have no inherent value. Someone posted this. Someone called Tell Your Sons This on Twitter. He posted this. Men have no inherent value. Women and children are valued simply for existing. This is why boyhood to manhood is an especially rough transition for males, because they're no longer loved simply for existing. Their worthiness must be proved or they're nothing. No one cares. Oh my gosh. My heart is broken. Absolutely broken. Absolutely broken. And the sad part about it is, it's probably true. It's probably true. Because they feel like that. We cannot say then, you know, it's not true. I mean, if you Google this, read it. If you Google only women and children are loved, so many quotes, so many tweets of men's opinion and men talking about this. Chris Rock has spoken about this before in one of his stand-ups. I believe Will Smith has mentioned this quote before in one of his stand-ups. It's so sad. And I don't think people, men, should only be loved because of what they bring to the table. Absolutely not. Men should be loved because they're human beings and they deserve love too. And I just want to say, if there's any guys listening to this, you are loved. You are important. You are a king. You are beautiful. You are God's child. God loves you. You are just as important. You are worthy. You deserve because you are human. So, guys and girls, I didn't want this to be long-winded. I just wanted to bring this topic, you know, up and just, you know, for my ladies, for my sisters, for the ladies listening, women, please be mindful, you know, of how we treat the men, our sons, the boys, any male around us. Let's have empathy for where they're coming from, what they've been through, how hard it is for them in society, especially black men, especially our black brothers, especially them. Our black men needs to get lifted. Our black men needs to get told constantly how great they are, how loved they are, how needed they are, how important they are to us. Time and time again, we only hear about protect black women, which is right. I don't disagree with that. Absolutely. But I think that we also need to hear the voices speaking as well. Women speaking about wanting to take care of our men, just like our men speak up about wanting to protect us. Let's women speak up to wanting to protect our men and stand by them and nurture them. Black men need to be nurtured. They are so emotionally broken compared to other men in other cultures. Black men have it hard. A lot of them don't have love. They don't know how to love. They don't know how to sustain love, receive love, accept love, give love. And the way we're killing each other and the way we just don't care for life is because they're hurting. Is because they're lost, is because they have not received love and nurture. So I hope that this episode resonates with anyone listening to this, whether you're a young man, whether you're a grown man, whether you're a woman, whether you're a mother to boys, whether you're just a woman listening to this, please. Let's be mindful and make it a point to try a little bit hard, a little bit, just a little try to start making little changes in how we show our appreciation, our love to men or to the guys around you, your brothers, your neighbor, your, you know, male friends, and, you know, they need us. They need us. We must protect our men too. We must love on them. I don't want our men feeling invalued, unloved. And a dog, an animal can be loved more than a man? Unconditionally? Yo, bro. Nah, man. And if you read these quotes and it doesn't make you sad, then I don't know who you are and what's inside of you, because this hurt. This really, really touched me. And I don't want any man in my circle, to ever feel like this quote says, ever, because I love all of them, all my male friends, my husband, my sons, my brother, my cousins, all the male friends, people I know, I love you. You're never gonna feel unloved when you're around me, because I love y'all. All right, guys. I hope this was good. I hope this resonated with you. Shouts out to James Springs for inspiring me to do this podcast. You're an amazing guy. Y'all go follow him. It's James Springs over there in South Carolina, US of A. All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Leave your comments. Follow me on Instagram. It's at Cookie Effect Podcast. And don't forget to listen to my radio show every Saturday night. It's www.zacfm.com. Head over there Saturday nights for some old school party hits, all right? From 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. So turn up with your girl, Cookie Effect. Thanks, y'all. On that note, I'm your girl, Cookie, Miss Capricorn, Miss Tell It Like It Is, Cookie Crew. Peace.